Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Eiler Perspective. We had a lot of great feedback from our listeners regarding our episode on dreams, and so we wanted to go into a little bit more detail. Kyler and I have been really working hard to try and find somebody who would be willing to jump on our podcast, even though it is a not so well-known podcast, and be able to just kind of give us a little bit of feedback. And so we're excited to do that with you all today. We have a special guest who is going to be joining us in from Zoom. They live in upstate New York. Doesn't have very good reception and service there, so it might sound a little bit bad at times with the audio quality, but we're excited to introduce you all to Ezra today, who will be interpreting some of our dreams.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Let's get going.
Holding my breath, looking behind, I can't see tomorrow. Yesterday's eyes, change of perspective, it's time to turn the page.
Okay, Ezra, so first off, thank you so much for joining us. Could you give everybody a little bit of background on your experience?
Certainly. I'm a therapist based in New York, and I earned my degree in psychology from the University of Utah. Over the years, I've focused on dream interpretation and therapy, drawing from a variety of psychological perspectives, including those of Carl Jung. My approach is holistic, considering the emotional, mental, and situational context of my clients' lives. I'm here to help you explore and understand the deeper meanings behind your dreams. Now, what dream would you like to discuss first?
Before we get into dreams, can you tell us about the experiences you've received from being a dream interpreter or how you feel it's improved your life?
Being a dream interpreter has been incredibly enriching for me, both professionally and personally. It allows me to connect with people on a deep, introspective level. Through exploring dreams, my clients and I uncover underlying emotions and thoughts that might not be apparent in waking life. This process not only aids them in understanding and resolving their internal conflicts, but also enhances my ability to empathize and connect with others. Personally, it's given me a greater appreciation for the complexity of the human mind and the symbolic language it uses. This understanding spills over into my everyday life, helping me to be more present and mindful in my interactions, not just with clients, but with my family as well. It's truly a fulfilling aspect of my work. Now, let's dive into the dreams you're curious about. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know that you have limited time with us today, so we'll go ahead and be quick on this so that we don't waste your time. But Kyler has a dream that he had when he was younger that he still remembers. Kyler, do you want to go ahead and ask him about that one?
Yeah, I'll ask you. It's a dream I shared on one of my previous episodes, and we're so grateful that you're able to zoom in for this one. But I had this dream where my family was in a big room. I was not listening to my parents as they were trying to give me instructions to stay away from a door on the opposite side of the room. And as I was disobedient, I got closer and closer to the door when all of a sudden the devil came out, grabbed me, and pulled me into the room where it was just dark and paralyzing. And I remember that as my dream.
Thank you for sharing that, Kyler. Dreams where you find yourself in conflict or facing a figure like the devil often symbolize internal struggles or fears. But the big room and the instruction from your parents could represent the boundaries or rules you were navigating in your waking life. Perhaps as a younger person, this dream reflected your feelings about authority and the consequences of defiance. The devil grabbing you might symbolize your fear of the unknown consequences of not adhering to these boundaries. The darkness and the paralyzing sensation could be expressing a fear of losing control or being overwhelmed by something you knew deep down you should have avoided. It's interesting that this dream has stayed with you, as it might signify a deeply ingrained lesson or fear from your youth that could still be influencing how you approach rules and authority today. Reflecting on how you felt then and comparing it to now might offer insights into how you've grown or what fears you might still need to address. How do you feel this dream relates to your current life, or how has your perspective on its themes changed over time?
I'm so glad you asked about perspective, because that's one of the big things about our podcast. I would say, you know, as a young 5 or 6 year old, when I had this dream, it was utterly terrifying. It made me rely more on religion and to try to be really, really close to my family and always obey. But as I've grown older, I've been able to change my perspective, have a fresher viewpoint, and I've been able to be more open to all religions, all aspects, and just have an overall greater respect for all people instead of just putting myself into one category.
That's a profound journey, Kyler. It sounds like the dream, while initially frightening, played a significant role in shaping your early values and behaviors, especially regarding obedience and religious faith. As you matured, you've used those early experiences as stepping stones to develop a broader, more inclusive worldview. It's quite impressive how you've transformed fear into a catalyst for growth and openness. Dreams like yours can serve as powerful motivators for self-reflection and change. They often push us to confront uncomfortable truths or fears, but as you've demonstrated, they can also lead us toward greater understanding and acceptance of ourselves and others. How do you think this shift in perspective has influenced your relationships or your approach to new challenges?
I feel like it's allowed me to see all individual people as their own separate human and to find greater respect in their challenges and their lives, how their life shapes them. Especially in law enforcement, it allows me to see people without having a preconceived notion of who they are, what they've been through, but just to try to see them as the individual valuable person that they are.
That's a very compassionate and thoughtful approach, Kyler. Seeing each person as an individual shaped by their unique experiences is crucial in any field, but particularly in law enforcement, where you often meet people in challenging or critical moments of their lives. Your ability to apply this perspective likely makes a significant positive impact on how you interact with the community and handle situations with empathy and respect. Your dream, which once brought fear, seems to have evolved into a foundation for a deep understanding of human nature and empathy. It's a wonderful example of how our interpretations of experiences, including dreams, can evolve and enrich our professional and personal lives. Do you find that this approach also helps in de-escalating tense situations or building trust more effectively?
Hey, Ezra, I would actually like to interrupt. I feel like the information you've given has been super helpful for Kyler, and I know that we only have a few minutes left with you, so I'd like to ask you if you could interpret one of my dreams. This is Tyler speaking, by the way. I know I'm not on camera right now, but the dream that I had that I'd like you to interpret is one that I also shared on a previous podcast episode. But when I was a child, I had a dream of this guy who would drive by our cabin every single day, and he would stick an axe outside of the car that he was driving, and he would chop people's heads off. And as he would drive, it would also chop through cars. That's part that I forgot to say last time, is it would chop through the top of cars and chop people's heads off even while they were driving. And this really scared me. One day that person's vehicle broke down next to our cabin, and the man came up and he asked my father if he could stay at our house for a while he got his vehicle worked on. My dad said that he could, even though I told him not to because I was very scared of this person, but my dad didn't know that the man was a killer. And one moment in this dream, my dad was bent over putting wood, firewood into our wood burning stove. And the man told me that if my dad did not turn around, that he would chop my head off. And I kept begging my dad to turn around, and my dad didn't believe me. And he said that it would be fine. And then I would wake up right before the axe would hit my head. What do you think that this dream meant?
That sounds like a deeply unsettling dream, especially for a child. This dream appears to be rich with symbolic elements that might reflect feelings of vulnerability and fear, particularly around the idea of safety in what should be a secure and familiar environment, your cabin. The recurring image of the man with the axe could symbolize an external threat or a fear of aggression that feels unavoidable and uncontrollable, which invades even the safety of personal spaces like a car or home. The fact that this threatening figure asks to stay at your cabin and your father unknowingly allows him in might represent a fear of hidden danger threats that are not recognized by others, particularly those you look up to for protection and guidance, like your father. Your father's dismissal of your fears in the dream could also suggest feelings of helplessness or not being heard, which are common themes for children who feel their concerns are overlooked by adults. The intense climax of the dream, where you are in direct danger, and the unresolved ending as you wake up, enhances the anxiety and the feeling of unresolved tension. This dream might reflect a period in your childhood where you felt particularly vulnerable or We're processing your understanding of trust and security in the world around you. How do these themes resonate with your feelings from that time? Or how have you seen these themes play out in your life since then?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate. I think it was a hard time as a child. My dad was working as a police officer at that time and was often in dangerous situations. And I know there was some tension at home between my parents, and my brother and I lived in a basement that was kind of haunted and scary as well. So that probably had an impact on the dream.
It makes a lot of sense that those real life stresses, your father's job in law enforcement, the tension at home, and living in an environment that felt haunted and scary, would manifest in your dreams in such vivid and frightening ways. Dreams often process our waking fears and anxieties, especially as a child when you might not have had other ways to express or manage those feelings. The presence of the threatening figure with the axe could have been your subconscious grappling with the real dangers your father faced in his job, mixed with the instability you felt at home. The fear that this figure inspired in the dream echoed the real fears you had about your family's safety and well-being. Understanding these connections can sometimes help in processing those old fears and maybe even healing some of the lingering effects they've had on you. Do you think that this understanding changes how you feel about the dream now or about those experiences from your childhood?
Yeah, that's really helped me process it a little bit better. I think it'd be great for us to be able to chat again another day. I know that our time's running out, but I really want to thank you so much, Ezra, for your time. And we'll go ahead and connect. Kyler and I have more questions we'd love to ask you more about off the podcast.
I'm really glad to hear that you found the discussion helpful. It was a pleasure to talk with you and explore these dreams. I'm looking forward to our next conversation and diving deeper into any other questions or dreams you and Kyler want to explore. Take care until then, and feel free to reach out whenever you're ready to chat again.
One more quick question for you, Ezra. Is there anything that you would provide as advice for our listeners who are having troubles with interpreting their dreams, or what you think would be the best piece of advice for them moving forward?
Certainly. For listeners who are trying to interpret their dreams, my best piece of advice would be to keep a dream journal. Over time, you might start to notice patterns or recurring themes that can provide deeper insights into your subconscious concerns, desires, or emotions. Also, when interpreting your dreams, consider the feelings and symbols within the dream without immediately looking for a literal translation. Ask yourself how these symbols relate to your waking life or personal experiences. Remember, the most important aspect of dream interpretation is what these images and scenarios mean to you personally. It's a subjective experience and can be a powerful tool for self-reflection and emotional exploration. Lastly, if a dream is particularly troubling or perplexing, discussing it with a therapist or a dream analyst can provide further insights and help integrate its lessons or messages into your waking life in a meaningful way.
Thank you so much. You have a good rest of your time, a good rest of your day up there with your wife and kids.
Thank you. I hope you and Kyler have a great day too. Take care.
Man, wasn't that cool?
Yeah, I love that we were able to connect with someone that had so much knowledge in the subject. It's kind of wild to think about those things now as an adult and how it did play such a pivotal role in my younger years.
Honestly, as I was interpreting your dream and he was interpreting my dream, I felt, honestly, like I genuinely felt clarity. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense why I would have had those dreams. And for you as well, like where you brought up the religion aspect of it, it makes sense. That's where we were at in our life.
100%. Yeah, there was a lot of things that were going on. I remember, and I forgot to mention this to Ezra, but the night that I had that dream was the same time that I watched that scary movie, The Sixth Sense.
Oh, shit.
And since then, I haven't been able to be into scary movies. Like, I don't like horror. I don't like Halloween. I stay away from anything, like, blatantly scary.
Right. Yeah. Dude, there's so many factors that go into it. But I love that he didn't instantly go into, did you watch a scary movie? Right? Because that's what people always blow off. It's like, oh, I watched something freaky and it went into my dream, right? Like, there might actually be deeper things going on in your life, unease or feelings of safety or changes in your environment and experience, and that could be going in your dream, which is something that I hadn't even thought of.
Yeah, and I liked how he brought up having a dream journal, because I know you mentioned that to me last time we were talking about it.
Yeah.
It was actually having some place to write it down, to see, because you mentioned in our last podcast with artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. that when we think of something, we can create it. And if our subconscious is having some sort of difficulty with identifying what's going on, then I think in our dreams, we almost try to fix the problem. It's almost like our dreams is like an artificial intelligence for our waking life. Mm-hmm. We're trying to solve a problem there so that then when we're awake, we can confront the situation or the issue.
Yeah, I love it. It's so cool. And so glad we were able to connect with Ezra. You know, this is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. Maybe we give it as a teaser for our next episode. But yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity there, being able to chat with our friend Ezra.
Yeah. Well, hope you guys have a great week. And always, you can connect with us at theeilerperspective@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Tell us what you think about this episode. And if you have more questions for Ezra or if there's something we can help, we'd love to hear from y'all.
Also, Ezra is AI. Ezra is the ChatGPT robot, so we were just simply asking it questions. So looking forward to answering your questions on AI and how you can implement it in your daily life.
Take care.
Whisper, shout, a glimmer of light, a fire in my belly, a spark in my eye. This is the moment, it's time to turn the page.